Adapt for You. A family resiliency study is being offered in West Michigan and Minnesota in response to a need to support military families due to the added stress and strain placed upon them. It's a confidential program. It's pretty good supports, Department of Defense funded, and specifically our discussion has to do with, well, Grand Valley's involved. So a couple of experts to talk about this. My first expert in the house, Steve Lipnicki, Assistant Dean of Students, Grand Valley State University. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Shelley.
When do classes start back up?
We'll start again next Monday.
Isn't that too much time off for these students?
I think they needed it.
Well, that's a good answer. It's a work hard, play hard. So I look forward to the students being back here for sure on campus and in the Eberhard Center. And your job as Assistant Dean of Students would be?
Well, I'm involved in a number of areas, but primarily I work with a lot of adult students, which includes graduate students, veterans, and other adult students. So that's my primary group of students.
And I know we're very involved with WGVU Engage. And yes, your conversation here, along with my next guest to talk about Adapt for You. Introducing my next guest is the principal investigator of the study, Dr. Abigail Gwertz, professor in the Department of Family Social Science and Institute of Child Development, with us. Good morning to you, Abby.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yes, and a beautiful accent as well. Where is your homeland?
Minnesota. No, only joking. I am originally from across the pond, London, England, and I am practicing my Midwest accent, but apparently with not such great success.
I gave you a compliment, so don't lose that as such. Tell us a little bit about your journey and your coming to be involved with Adapt for You.
Thank you, Shelley. Well, and Steve, it's great to be with you on this show, too. I heard that you started the segment by reviewing what you had done, what you had covered previously in terms of looking after the body, and we're talking here about looking after the mind as well as the body of not just individuals but also their family members. So what we know is that for the first 15 years of this century, we, the United States, have been involved in two wars, one in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. Those wars have taken a great toll on us, and in particular on the 1% of our population who have served the 99%, that is, the military service providers who have sacrificed for our country in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Gulf. And during operations Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom, we have had several million family members affected by a person, a family member's deployment to Iraq and Afghanistan. During the surge in the middle of the first decade, 2006, 2007, 2008, word began to spread about the costs of being involved in these wars that have been fought quite differently from previous wars. For example, the signature wound of the current conflict or the recent conflict being traumatic brain injury, exposure to improvised explosive devices. These wars were wars where it was impossible to say that you weren't in combat, because wherever you were, you were exposed to danger through IEDs and other kinds of battle stressors. And so towards the end of the first decade, we began to see an increase in research documenting not just the toll of multiple deployments on service members, but also on service members' families. So in these wars, unlike any previous wars we have been involved in, the United States, we relied in an unprecedented way on our nation's civilian soldiers, mm-hmm. those in the National Guard and Reserves. And prior to 2001, it was very difficult to imagine, if you had signed up as a reservist or a National Guardsman, that you would be deployed overseas to a combat situation. And yet that is exactly what has happened in the last 15 years. So we have a particular group of service members who are civilians for the most part, but balance being civilians and leading regular lives in civilian communities with being involved and serving in the wars.
Yes.
And they, for the most part, have, half of our service members have families, including children. And what we learned, towards the end of the first decade was that when service members come back from a deployment or multiple deployments changed, those changes affect their families as well.
Yes.
So we began to think about how we could promote resilience, how we could help military families to be resilient. And deployments, so I just want to point out here that military families, absent deployment, are resilient. There is, military families are strong families, they're incredible families, and deployment is a stressor for families for two reasons. One is that it takes a toll because of the fear and anxiety of family members for the service member's safety and because of the actual threat of being in a war zone. And the second is because when you're deployed, you miss all kinds of family events.
Mm-hmm.
And you miss, if you're a parent, being a parent, and you miss parenting, and your co-parent is at home, being a single parent,
right,
or single parenting. And then when you come back, you have to get used to a very different kind of landscape than the landscape you came from when you were deployed. So beginning in around 2010, we started thinking about ways to strengthen families after a deployment. The idea being that if you strengthen parents, and if you particularly strengthen their parenting, you strengthen outcomes for the whole family, and particularly for the children.
Yes.
ADAPT was born.
Yeah.
From those ideas. Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Let's get into, I'm going to ask you what ADAPT for you stands for, and then let me turn to Steve and ask how this is being impacted locally. What does ADAPT for you stand for?
ADAPT stands for After Deployment Adaptive Parenting Tools. And it literally gives parents tools to be their children's most effective teachers following a deployment. And ADAPT for you is a study that we're doing here in Michigan as well as in Minnesota to compare different formats of the program.
Wow.
So it could be a group-based program, an individual program online, or an online-only program.
Well, that's the world in which we live for sure. Steve, what brings Grand Valley to this attention?
Really, we have a number of 600 veterans and family members, over 600. There are a number of things that Dr. Wirth spoke to that I think fit perfectly with Grand Valley's demographic being located in West Michigan. There are no bases in the state of Michigan. So we have folks who served in other parts of the country or the world, and they're coming back to Michigan after they're leaving their military lives, or they're Guard reservists who continue to serve to some capacity, continuing their education. So we have that direct connection with them. One of the nice features we have in the West Michigan area is the Army Strong Community Center over in Walker, Michigan, which provides also additional services. But we're right on the mark in terms of trying to connect with folks. Another piece that I'm well aware of, and I think some listeners may also know, is that there's a high level of divorce and separation and single-parent families after military service.
Dr. Gewirtz, you are in our West Michigan this week, aren't you?
I am. I am in Kalamazoo right now.
Tell us what you are doing. Yes.
So we are training facilitators to deliver ADAPT in groups, individually, and to support families in Michigan who sign up for the study. And I just want to add, Shelley, if you can, just very briefly, that ADAPT is the first research-based parenting program for military families in our nation. And we have been going on for 5 years, and the results of our first study show that this program really helps families. It helps couples. It helps kids. It helps by providing parents with great tools that they can add to their tool belt to be their kids' best teachers. And ultimately, it helps parents themselves.
That's it looks like you're hitting many lives. Steve, this may be somewhat of a review. You've been sharing, information has been shared with the Grand Valley State University student veterans on this this topic.
Correct. Yes. What we're trying to do is we use our social media, webpage, and we will have tables set up. Mark Fletcher, who represents this program in the area, Mark will be on campus in the upcoming weeks and months to help with the recruitment, help bring more people into this program, and we'll do what we can to assist in that and help outreach to other universities as well who may have veteran populations.
Dr. Abby, tell me more. What else is important to know?
Thank you. Thank you. And Steve, thanks for mentioning our wonderful program coordinator, Mark Fletcher, who is a veteran and a parent. I think what else is important to know for your listeners is that this is a program that has been built on the wisdom of military families and what we know about resilient military families. And the idea is to build tools and resources and to share wisdom. And I have learned more from military and veteran families than, you know, almost from anything else I have done in my career. I have been incredibly grateful to serve this population of families who have served our nation and sacrificed so much. Parents, if people are interested in joining the study, there's something very simple that you can do. And anyone who has deployed and who has a 4 to 12-year-old child is eligible to participate in our study. If you live within driving distance of Grand Rapids or Kalamazoo. If you think you might be interested or if you might know someone who's interested, all you need to do is Google Adapt for You. So ADAPT, the number 4 and the letter U. And you will get to our website. And you can sign on online, go through a, you know, few item quick screener, ascertain that you're eligible. Families are reimbursed several hundred dollars for participating in the study. The study involves some interviews, then an invitation to be part of either the online or the group program or something we call telehealth, which means you go to the online program, but you have somebody who gets online with you each week, a facilitator, to help you tailor the tools to your own individual family's needs. Groups will be held. Those are people who are invited to groups. Groups will be held in the Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids area in convenient community locations. It's really important to note that the study is completely confidential. Any information that families give us is kept private and confidential.
Yes.
Nobody in the military or anywhere else gets to see them. We work with families. We have an amazing, amazing team of interviewers and facilitators led by our fearless leader, Mark. And, we hope to, we have slots open and we hope that families will join us and teach us and get some more tools under their belt.
Yes, and yes, thanks to Mark J. Fletcher, who has been very instrumental with us locally and with you. Your talents are thank you again for those, Dr. Abigail Gwitz, professor in the Department of Family, Social Science, and Institute of Child Development. I trust that's with the University of Minnesota?
That is correct.
Yes. Thank you. Enjoy your time in West Michigan.
Thank you, Shelley.
Take care, Abby. Steve Lipnicki, your final words, if you would, on behalf of Grand Valley State University and Adapt for You, how to get involved.
So best thing to do is we have information on our website, www.gvsu.edu /veterans with an S. That would be the best way. Contact me. My email address is lipnicks@gvsu.edu. We're very pleased that the University of Minnesota has reached out to us and partnered with us. We have a number of students on campus and people in the community that could really benefit from this program. So I hope you'll find us.
Awesome. We'll talk again, Steve. Thanks for what you do.
Thanks so much.